This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, August 4th. Well, yesterday wheat markets were weaker, led by some hedge fund selling, as we just seemed to get more and more bearish throughout the session. KC was down 12 cents, Minneapolis down 8, Chicago down 10. So the spreads backed off a bit with Kansas City versus Chicago. Corn was up 1, soybeans up 3. We've got great weather in the Midwest that is pushing the crop along. We're seeing private estimates for corn and soybean yields both into record territory. And we're looking at massive crops of both corn and soybeans and massive carryover as well, in particular of corn. In wheat, pretty much wrapping up soft red harvest. Hard red harvest is in the final stages up in the northern plains. We've got Montana at 20% harvested compared to 52% on average. In spring wheat, crop condition ratings are sitting at 73% nationwide. That is up 3 on the week. Montana's at 80%, North Dakota's at 68%. Spring wheat harvest just getting rolling at 5% done nationwide. Montana just getting started at 1%. So we see that the crop, of course, obviously is in the final stages. We got harvest in full swing for winter wheat in the northern plains. That should wrap up in the next couple weeks. Then spring wheat harvest is in full swing as well within a week or two. And it looks like the big crops coming. Crop condition ratings have just been stellar for winter wheat and spring wheat across Montana. There's been some hail damage, of course, but other than, you know, those areas that didn't get hail, for the most part looking quite good. Crop condition ratings for corn at 72% is unchanged. Soybeans at 73% is up 1. That's the best soybean crop condition rating at this time of year since 1994. Usually we're seeing crop condition ratings decline this time of year, but that has not been the case. We've had just ideal weather, like I said, across the Midwest and even the northern plains, which got off to a rough start, especially in North Dakota. They obviously had some very good rains throughout midsummer and have come on quite strong. Spring wheat ratings have improved a good 10 points for them just over the last month or so. So we're heading into a time of year where we would expect to see pressure coming into the spring wheat market. We should have already seen harvest lows in wheat, in winter wheat. That is being tested here as we speak, as we look at the Russian harvest continuing to move north and continuing to find better yields. Private estimates are pushing Russian production around 80 million tons, which is up about 3.5 million over USDA's estimate last month. So most likely USDA will ratchet up Russian production. Now the Russian exporter is motivated to move wheat as quickly as possible. They have export tariffs, not tariffs, but quotas coming in around the 1st of October. So obviously they want to get as much done before those restrictions hit them. The Russian exporter has to source the wheat further away because of the dry conditions in the southern region. That is costing them more, and that's what's helping to support world FOB offers. We saw that last week with Egypt paying higher money. The FOB offers coming out of Russia over the weekend have been relatively stable. That said, just in the last couple days, we're seeing some of the FOB offers start to back off a couple dollars a ton. Since June, the Russian FOB offers have dropped upwards of a dollar per bushel, and that's a huge drop. Now, they were already going to see a discount with the new crop, but again, with the harvest progress and the better production, it's looking like Russia will be a very aggressive exporter for the next few months, and then we're into the southern hemisphere's harvest. We're looking at Australia and Argentina for there. Australia's had some very good rains, and more rains are on tap for the first half of August. So it looks like Australia will be coming down this year with a very, very big crop, and they've certainly earned that. The last 3 years have been disasters for them. So we can expect to see very aggressive exports coming out of Australia as we get into the November, Dec-Jan time window. And with Argentina, they are looking at decent production. We don't see any major problems. We don't see a bin buster yet developing, but they'll supply much of the Brazilian market and some of the other hard red winter wheat markets as well. And they'll compete head-to-head with Russia and Ukraine and, of course, the United States. So The bottom line is the major exporters, where a couple months ago we were looking at a drop in production and a drop in ending stocks, that has pretty much been alleviated by the better yields in Russia and huge potential in the southern hemisphere. And so, there was never really going to be a shortage of wheat. It was just tighter supplies from the major exporters. I think that is being somewhat subdued as well now, with again with the better production in Russia and Ukraine having a good crop, and then the potential once they get past their aggressive export season, as would ours normally be too in the fall, then you see the southern hemisphere pick up steam, and that'll give us competition throughout at least through half of the winter. I think the one upshot here, that the one potential, is the dryness in the southern and central plains still lingering. And you're going to be getting into the planting season here in a month or so in the southern plains. That's something that's obviously worth watching and could potentially be supportive, at least for a new crop down the road. But for now, the wheat market just is struggling, and I would expect that it will continue to do so. If you don't have any issues developing in corn and beans, you have big crops coming from major exporters, especially Russia. There just doesn't seem to be a real bullish component here. Something can always come out of left field, but as we sit here, we just don't see that. But to say that we're in a bear market still and we would continue to see pressure, I don't know. I've long thought that we would not see that. We would just be in a trading range. I will say, though, that with the corn and bean crops getting bigger, with record yields being projected for them, that certainly could act as a drag on the wheat space and the grain space in general. And questionable demand as the world continues just to buckle under the COVID weight and economies starting to shut down again, that's not a bullish component for grain either. There are some hoarding going on, among the smaller countries, but that we don't see that happening among the major exporters, which would only add to the competition if the smaller countries and the buyers start to back off and don't see as much demand coming from there. So look for wheat to be in a trading range, bouncing around. We're toward the low end of that range, I think, as we speak. We want to wait a few weeks here till we get wrapped up with the Russian harvest and deeper into the spring wheat harvest. But I think those spreads are worth taking a look at. Minneapolis versus Chicago and Kansas City versus Chicago, especially in the new crop months, 2021 for July for Kansas City and September Dease for Minneapolis. Maybe it'll take us a while to work through the bigger stocks for old crop, but in particular for new crop and hard red winter, there are some signs that could point to a tough planting season and a germination season. So that's kind of where we're at, looking for opportunities, seeing probably a little bit more pressure in the short term as we work our way through harvest in the northern plains, but eventually we want to, I think this will set up some opportunities to get in on the long side on just straight futures and the spreads. Any comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.